Good morning from the CNN Center here in Atlanta. I'm Melissa Long with some of the headlines making news on this Tuesday. The pirate suspect arrested in the hijacking of a U.S. cargo ship is expected in a federal courtroom today. He arrived in New York City last night in handcuffs. You can see him smiling at reporters. His parents say he's 16. A law enforcement official says he's at least 18. Three other pirates involved in the hijacking of the Maersk Alabama were killed by Navy snipers last week. A Boston University medical student is expected to be formally charged today with the murder of a woman who offered massages on Craigslist. Police believe Philip Markoff may have targeted other women through the online classified site. He was arrested on Monday during a traffic stop outside of Boston. Bailout funds under the microscope. A special inspector general overseeing the program has opened 20 criminal investigations and 6 audits. The probes are focusing on whether tax dollars are being wasted or even stolen. Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments about the strip search of an 8th grade girl. Savannah Redding was 13 when Arizona school officials made her strip down to her underwear. They were searching for prescription ibuprofen. None was found. The school district is appealing a decision that allows Redding to sue. 20 home runs in the first 4 games? Questions are flying about why the new Yankee Stadium is such a hitter's paradise. Now, the trend, yes, it could be just a fluke, but an error while constructing the billion-dollar ballpark could account for all the home runs. The Yankees are planning a study, but they'll have to submit a petition before doing any reconstruction after the season. You're up to date Tuesday morning, 21st of April. Do stay with CNN and CNN.com for all the news that develops today.